Welcome to a new segment on 15-Minute History called Thursday Thoughts. Every other week, I'm going to speak about a person, event, or place in history in 5 minutes or less. This is just another opportunity for us to get more content to you, our outstanding audience. So here we go. A model of competition. In 1979, a Harvard economist named Michael Porter identified a new way to evaluate competition in business. For years, he reviewed and tracked the market forces that influence business, how those businesses responded to said forces, and how their response influenced their ability to succeed as a result. These affected the company's ability to serve its target customers and make a profit. Changes within the microenvironment would require the business to pivot to continue competing within the marketplace. If said changes were not made, the business could fail. To simplify the inherent complexity in business competition, Porter deciphered 5 primary forces. First is the threat of new entrants. What are the barriers to entry for a new business? If the barriers were high, then starting a new business within a specified industry would be harder, making it less competitive. If lower, then the reverse would be true, and competition may be higher. Sources of entry barriers include supply-side economics of scale, demand-side benefits of scale, customer switching costs, capital requirements, and more. A business that finds a way to get past high barriers to entry faces a smaller pool of competition. Industries that have lower barriers to entry face a much larger pool and face the same competitive challenges as those of smaller pools. The second is the threat of substitutes. How easy is it for a competitor to create a product that solves the consumer problem in a different way? For example, if fitness gyms in a specific area are popular and a high-intensity or HIIT workout studio opens up, then the overall share of customers for the fitness gyms may decrease as a result of those customers choosing the HIIT workout. In talking about what substitutes are, we should also talk about what they are not. A classic example of this is Coke and Pepsi, which are not substitutes for each other. If Coke markets more, then the demand for soft drinks may increase overall. This versus a new bottled water, a substitute, which would draw consumers away from both Coke, Pepsi, and soft drinks in general. The third is the bargaining power of customers or buyer power. The customer can influence success or failure of a business through their wallets. If a business does something that angers customers, then customers retaliate by no longer purchasing the product. Pricing, availability, support, and other factors influence the force of bargaining power. And though the buyer power can be offset, the customer ultimately has control. The most recent example of this was the Bud Light fiasco, where the brand alienated its consumer base and then doubled down on the mistake, thereby insulting their customers further. As a result, their base stopped buying the product, and Budweiser is no longer the number one beer in North America. The fourth is the bargaining power of suppliers, where the supplier exudes influence over businesses through the cost of goods that make the product or enable the service of the business. This force can include suppliers being unwilling to work with businesses, jacking up prices for some, lowering them for others, and more. There is a difference in wholesale pricing for large retailers like Walmart versus the smaller mom-and-pop shops. Walmart has more influence, square footage, and locations. As a result, they have more influence over the suppliers. In comparison, small businesses do not. The last of the 5 forces is competitive rivalry. What competitive advantages does one company have over the other? Are these advantages sustainable? Can the goods or services of one business be replicated by another? The ability of a company to create an advantage, pricing, advertising, etc., over their competitors directly influences success. A competitive advantage can probably be replicated. A sustainable competitive advantage is something that cannot be. This makes sustainable competitive advantages more difficult, if not impossible, to attain. The Porter 5-Force model has been consistently used by businesses and industries in the decades following its creation and is still in use today. The ability to map and summarize the competitive forces of a business provides founders with considerations that, if followed, may be the key for their success. Thank you for joining us for Thursday Thoughts. Send us your questions about this topic at 15minutehistory@gmail.com, and we will answer them during a Thursday Thoughts discussion on January 4th. See you next week.